Good morning, folks. It's Saturday, August 19th, 2017. I try to do this very short because I only have 10 minutes of recording time. This is a rather short, off-the-cuff comparison of the OrCam and Seeing AI. Now, the OrCam is some sort of glasses with a camera attached to it and a box with some buttons and a headset jack to control the OrCam and to have a more discrete output. In any case, there are two versions of the OrCam. Both are quite expensive anyway. My reader costs something around 4,000-ish euros, if I'm not mistaken. In any case, it only comes with a text recognition feature, so-called OCR. Feature and with the glasses wearing, it photographs things out of your personal view as if this are your eyes, more or less, which is a plus point, of course. And to get things recognized, it first has to take a picture of something. So there are certain gestures to do that. One gesture would be tapping somewhere on the document, position yourself somewhere in front of the document, and get the OrCam positioned right to get a most accurate result. And once done, you just tap on the document with your finger, the OrCam recognizes it and just takes a picture and recognizes the text. Another feature is you can read the text step by step. In this case, you leave your finger on the document and it will photograph the document and recognize the text above your finger and will start reading. And the more you move your finger downwards, the more it's going to recognize and read to you. Additionally, you can also just press one button on the box to have a picture made, and that's all. This costs 4,000-ish euros, more or less. Another version of the OrCam is the OrCam My Eye, and this not only is able to recognize text, it also has face recognition, product recognition, and money recognition. And was that all? I think this was all. And yes, that's right. It can also recognize faces of persons. You can take a picture of a person. The app is going to instruct you how to position yourself in order to get the most accurate result. And then we'll photograph. And afterwards, you have to record a name to the person. And whenever this person will come in view and you are wearing your OrCam, you will hear the name you recorded to the person out of your OrCam speakers or headsets you're wearing. And you can also record names to certain products you recognize, to personalize them. And yeah, I already told you about the pricings. Plus, they squeeze you for some extra money, I think at least 300 euros for an obligated course that you have to undergo. Which is, I don't know. In my opinion, they should offer it, of course, but it's a wrong approach to obligate it. So it's a must-have if you want an OrCam for your own use, if you want to have your own OrCam. In my opinion, I don't think it's necessary to do that, as some people are able to discover things on their own and some other people are able are not able to do so and will probably gladly attend this course. But having it obligated is definitely the wrong approach, in my opinion. It's just money squeezing. They just want more and more money. This is just my opinion. If there are other arguments that speak for an obligated course, let me know. Now, I would like to talk about Seeing AI. Seeing AI is an app from by Microsoft Corporations, currently only available in some certain app stores as it's still in the testing phase. I think the American App Store is one of those app stores. Not the German stores, but I was still anyway able to get this thing on my phone to compare OrCam and Seeing AI. It comes with different channels to recognize things. One channel is short text recognition. And the only thing you have to do is hold your camera in front of some text you would like to have recognized. It is also, in any case, it's able to detect the lighting. And if the lighting is bad, if you have a very bad environment, a light environment, or if you don't have light at all, it will just turn on your torch of your phone to have a clearer view, and doesn't take a picture of anything. It will just recognize the text and read whatever it finds, which is just awesome. You can also recognize your text on your laptop monitor, for example, or on other devices that you cannot read yourself, which is just a very, very great feature. I really appreciate that. Another feature is document recognition. And there you also don't have to press a button. It will just instruct you how to hold your phone in order to have all the four edges visible for the most accurate result. And will then photograph and process. It also comes with a face recognition or with person recognition. It will tell you where a face, when the face comes in view, then you can take a picture of it. And it will tell you how the person looks like, how old he or she can be, although it's not really accurate at the moment. I'm 28 for Seeing AI, which is 8 years older than I actually am. But it also tells you the face expression and how the person in general looks. And you can also record a name to the person to save it in the database. And it also comes with a scene recognition to recognize some sort of scene that is visible around you. If you, for example, take a picture of your environment, it's able to recognize for example, trees or cars or whatever else, and therefore tries to associate the place where you are. And yeah, that's it, more or less. It's currently for free. I'm not sure if it will stay for free if it becomes completely public, but in my opinion, Seeing AI can probably beat the OrCam.